Hello and welcome to another episode in the Naxos Sounds Interesting series, an engaging potpourri of musical topics. I'm Richard Kennedy, and today's episode is called The Barbers of the Quill. Papa Haydn's morning routine probably wasn't quite so bothersome as for many men today. No dithering over which tie to match with which shirt, shoes, suit, and the rest. His obligatory Esterhazy court livery decided itself. Bad hair days must also have been less of an issue with courtly wigs at his disposal. But how about those bad stubble days? There's a story concerning one of those that features a certain John Bland and a string quartet. Bland was an English music publisher operating in the last quarter of the 18th century, a time when London's music lovers couldn't get enough of the copious output of Viennese compositions. He's among those who must be congratulated for enticing Haydn to London. Bland accommodated the composer at his home on his first night in the capital. And it was Bland who commissioned Thomas Hardy to paint the famous portrait of Haydn, now housed in London's Royal College of Music. So I think we can safely say that he was a great fan. The story goes that Bland once visited the Esterhazy court and came across Haydn as he was shaving with a poor razor and supposedly exclaiming that he would give his best string quartet for a pair of decent razors. Upon which, Bland hurried back to his lodgings and returned with a pair of English razors, which he gifted to the maestro, receiving the quartet in F minor, opus 55, number 2, as his reward. Although the general thrust of the anecdote is reliable, it's not absolutely certain that this was the very quartet that was bartered away, but possibly another work. It's that particular quartet, however, that got stuck with the nickname The Razor, so let's hear the work's final movement, full of Haydn's hallmark irrepressible bounce. Thank you. Maybe it's a bit of a leap from that piece of chamber music to the world of the stage, but another famous indirect allusion to the razor is, of course, in the opera The Barber of Seville, by way of Figaro, the barber of the title. The best-known Barbieri di Siviglia is by Rossini and remains the most popular of his comic operas. The flop of its first performance in 1816 arose from the fact that there were many other operas that had already been based on the story by Beaumarchais, which foreshadowed the social realignment of the French Revolution. One was by Giovanni Paisiello, whose ardent supporters gave the Rossini premiere a hard time, even though Rossini had titled his work Alma Viva, or The Useless Precaution, to avoid any confusion with Paisiello's version. The latter was written in 1782, during Paisiello's stay in Russia, which lasted from 1766 to 1784. He had been appointed maestro di cappella by Count Yelagin, director of the Imperial Theatres in St. Petersburg. His contract at the court of Catherine II was renewed twice. Musical stables don't come much better than that, so here's an extract from Paisiello's Il Barbieri di Siviglia, Figaro's aria, Scorsi già molti paesi, from Act I. Mozart's Il Nozze di Figaro, The Marriage of Figaro, continued the plot of The Barber of Seville, set several years later. It was premiered in 1786, just 3 years before the guillotine began its merciless regime in France. Here's Mozart's Figaro in his cavatina, Se vuol ballare, signor contino.
Se vuol ballare, signor contino, se vuol ballare, signor contino, il chitarrino le suonerò. Il chitarrino le suonerò, sì, le suonerò, sì, le suonerò. Se vuol venire nella mia scuola, la capriola le insegnerà. Se vuol venire nella mia scuola, la capriola le insegnerò, sì, le insegnerò, sì, le insegnerò. So. Saprà, 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 ma piano, 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 piano.
Finally to Rossini's 1816 Il Barbieri di Siviglia, in which Figaro introduces himself in his entrance aria, Largo al factotum della città, as the factotum or Mr. Fix-It of the city.
fatotum della città all'erbo. La 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 la. Presto, bottega, che l'armeggia, presto. La 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 la. Ah, che bel vivere, che bel piacere, che bel piacere. Per un barbiere, di qualità, di qualità. Oh, bravo Figaro, bravo, bravissimo, bravo. La 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 la. Fortunatissimo per verità, bravo. La 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 la. Fortunatissimo per verità, fortunatissimo per verità. La 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 la. Pronto per tutto, la notte e il giorno, sempre d'intorno, in giro sta. Miglior cuccagna per un barbiere, vita più nobile non si dà. La 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 la. Rasoli e pettini, lancette e forbici, al mio comando tutto qui sta. Lancette e forbici, rasoli e pettini, al mio comando tutto qui sta. Ve la risorsa, poi del mestiere, con la donnetta, col cavaliere, con la donnetta, trallallallero, col cavaliere, trallallallo, lo, lo, lo. Che bel vivere, che bel piacere, che bel piacere. Per un barbiere, di qualità, di qualità. Tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, donne e ragazzi, vecchie fanciulle, quella parrucca, presto la barba, quella sanguigna, presto il biglietto, tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, quella parrucca, presto la barba, presto il biglietto, ehi, Figaro, 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 Figaro. Ahimè, ahimè, che furia, ahimè, che voglia, sono alla volta, per carità, per carità, per carità, uno alla volta, uno alla volta, uno alla volta, per carità. Figaro, son qua, ehi, Figaro, son qua, Figaro qua, Figaro là, Figaro qua, Figaro là, Figaro su, Figaro giù, Figaro su, Figaro giù, prendo prontissimo, son il fulmine, sono il fantodo della città, della città, della città, della città, della città. Ah, bravo Figaro, bravo bravissimo, ah, bravo Figaro, bravo bravissimo, a te fortuna, a te fortuna, a te fortuna, non mancherà. La 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 la.
I wonder which of those three extracts is your favourite. If you're inclined to Rossini's version, you won't be alone. Myself, I eventually went for the Paisiello, but it was a close shave. As with many blockbuster tunes, they get extended publicity through arrangements made by composers in subsequent generations. One version of the overture to Rossini's opera was recorded in the 1930s by the Comedy Harmonists, a suave and versatile German vocal group, perceived by some as Germany's first boy band. Here's the close of their arrangement. Thank you. If you prefer something less whimsical, then Castelnuovo Tedesco's virtuoso Figaro Variations from Rossini's The Barber of Seville may be more up your street. Scored for cello and piano, it takes as its theme the famous Largo al Factotum, heard a few minutes ago. A passage echoing the words Figaro, Figaro, Figaro is soon followed by a final section of increasing rapidity. For all the gentlemen shavers listening to this podcast, I'll end with a piece for you to hum while you're concentrating intently on the bathroom mirror tomorrow morning, written by perhaps the best barber of them all, the American composer Samuel Barber. For music as soothing as your aftershave balm, let's end with his Adagio for strings. Thank you for tuning in to this Naxos Sounds Interesting podcast. For the text version, visit blog.naxos.com, where you'll also find an alternative audio series devoted exclusively to new releases from Naxos.